You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday, and commentator Archie MacDonald joins us now. With tax day just around the corner, he has a little history lesson on the Ides of April.
Once upon a time, as children, we dreaded the Ides of March, which is right in the middle of that blustery month on its 15th day. We did this because it was the day that Brutus and Antony and others slew the great Caesar, according to Mrs. Cunningham, who made us read Willie Shakespeare's play about such foul affairs. Our elders dreaded the day for another reason, and we learned it too. March 15 marked our annual accounting to our very own Caesar, the Internal Revenue Service, about how much money we had made the previous year and how much tax we owed. Wasn't always that way. Earliest times, children, the U.S. Constitution, a document as solemn and almost as sacred as the Bible King James wrote, prevented our Caesar from collecting what is called a direct tax on individuals. A tariff, or a tax on something brought into the country for sale, well, that was okay, because Uncle Sam, that's the real name of our Caesar, hoped that it would make us a little bit more willing to buy American instead of foreign goods. An excise tax, a hidden little thing tacked onto the price of some products made here, well, that kind of tax passed muster too, partly because you didn't know you were paying it. But not the direct tax on individual income. That remained taboo. But then Uncle Sam started getting into wars and building railroads and doing other expensive things, and as bad, stopped selling land and started giving it away. And finally, someone realized that our Caesar needed more money. Congress tried to pass the forbidden tax in 1862 and again in the 1890s, but the Supreme slapped them down, boy, hard and fast. So early in the 20th century, congressmen took another tact. They proposed an amendment to Uncle Sam's Constitution that allowed them to tax incomes anyway, and the Supremes couldn't do a thing about it. For a long time, that tax came due on Caesar Day in March. But then accountants complained that March 15th came around too quickly after Christmas. So congressmen, always sensitive to the needs and wants of constituents, especially if they vote and handle money, said, okay, how about an extra month? How about April 15th? So that, children, is why we remember the new Caesar Day. And also why we are thankful in a land so great that it lets me be fun of it and just goes on being great anyway.
Commentator Archie MacDonald is a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison there. His commentaries air every Friday morning at 7:35, and you can hear a sampling of his archived commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. Just click on the word commentary on the bottom of the page. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is supported in part by listeners who become members and by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on Red River Radio.